is episode 14 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which brings you audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. Wrestling with the Gay Christian Label by Joe Dallas, a book review of Single Gay Christian, A Personal Journey of Faith and Sexual Identity by Gregory Coles. This book review first appeared in the print edition of the Christian Research Journal, Volume 40, Number 6, in 2017. You can read the full text of this article and its documentation at equip.org. That's EQUIP.org. Wrestling with the Gay Christian Label by Joe Dallas. This is a book review of Single Gay Christian, A Personal Journey of Faith and Sexual Identity by Gregory Coles, which was published by InterVarsity Press in 2017. A twofold fracture over homosexuality seems to be happening among evangelicals today. One is over legitimacy, is it right or wrong, while the other is over approach. The first division is long-standing and obvious. Over the past decade, well-known evangelicals have revised their position on the subject from prohibitive to affirmative. The second, more subtle and less controversial, signals a change in the way Christians who wrestle with homosexual temptations are identified. They call themselves gay Christians, a broad term applying both to those who identify as Christian and engage in homosexual relations, and those who resist such attractions. The latest contribution to their writings comes from Gregory Coles, who belongs to the latter non-affirming group, in his book, Single Gay Christian. Endorsed by other high-profile gay Christians such as Eve Tushnet, Wesley Hill, and Preston Sprinkle, along with more traditional figures such as D.A. Carson, president of the Gospel Coalition, Coles' book is moving and troubling. It's moving because much of what Coles says needs to be said. In recounting his coming of age, he describes feelings and experiences anyone who's wrestled with homosexuality will recognize: the early realization, the prayers for it to disappear, the experimentation with the opposite sex in hope of a cure, and above all, the overarching feeling of being quite involuntarily different, quote, other than, end quote, and misunderstood. Also, the contemporary church needs to be reminded of many assertions he makes. People do not choose to be attracted to the same sex, though they surely choose whether or not to express those attractions. Repenting of homosexual behavior does not guarantee complete relief of homosexual temptations. Celibacy is a highly commended biblical option. Single Christians should not be viewed as inherently incomplete. These are all points Cole raises, and he raises them well. The disturbing element of the book begins with its title. From the beginning of my read, I found myself asking aloud, is it ever biblical to identify oneself by a sinful tendency or to label that tendency with a positive term such as gay? No doubt an honest admission of sexual temptations is a good thing, whether homosexual or heterosexual in nature. James encourages us to confess our faults to one another, James 5:16. Paul admitted an area of weakness, 2 Corinthians 12, and disclosed his strict self-watch over his body, 1 Corinthians 9:27. A Christian who experiences attractions to the same sex should do no less. But nowhere in Scripture do we see encouragement to self-identify by such attractions. Indeed, the term gay denotes, quote, good, end quote. And when we adopt good labels for sinful tendencies, that adoption can erode our conviction that the tendencies are sinful. Such was the case with Christian blogger Monica Gee, whose marriage to a man self-identifying as a gay Christian recently ended. Looking back on her husband's decision to adopt such a label and the path to which it eventually took him, she writes, quote, I think we were wrong. Not for getting married, not for attempting to stay married, not for pursuing Christ and forsaking all others, Those things were right, and I wholeheartedly believe our marriage could have survived based on that foundation. But we were wrong to embrace being gay as an identity, end quote. This approach of labeling Christians who experience homosexual temptations as, quote, gay, end quote, is growing in acceptance among churches that are otherwise doctrinally sound. Yet, if we encourage such believers to come out as gay Christians who find community and identity based on such temptations, are we not establishing within the church a sanitized version of a gay pride parade? Should we therefore be surprised when their identification with their homosexuality morphs into approval of it, as this man's did? Single gay Christian reminds us inadvertently that confession of sinful behavior is a mandate and confession of sinful tendencies is useful, but identification with them combined with minimization of their sinfulness seems neither biblical nor expedient. Thank you for listening to the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast. You won't want to miss out on the other podcasts from the Christian Research Institute. Please subscribe to the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI president and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Antigraph, takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting, informative, and inspirational people on the planet. On the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Antigraph answers questions from listeners every weekday, and you can catch a Best of the Bible Answer Man on Saturdays. In addition, you won't want to miss out on all new articles and author conversations and interviews on the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features new articles from the Christian Research Journal and conversation with those articles' authors. So please explore our website at equip.org. And thank you for connecting to the Christian Research Institute.